Player profile Kitty Flanagan. Kitty, favourite movie?
Oh, I'm torn between Little Miss Sunshine and The Guard with Don Cheadle. But Little Miss Sunshine, I just can't go past the combi van and the honking horn. I remember laughing out loud at that film, and every time I would just keep laughing thinking about the horn in the combi.
Favourite movie snack?
Movie snack. This is an interesting one because I believe popcorn should be banned in cinemas. I don't like the stench of the popcorn. I think the perfect movie snack is a Choc Top and a glass of red wine. And if you're in a cinema where they're not serving wine in glassware, find a better cinema.
Essential items in a fruit salad.
Now, your fruit salad is more about what not to put in, Brian. I don't want to see any orange. I don't want to see any apple. I don't want to see any banana. These are what I call standalone fruits, and they're just filler fruits in a fruit salad. They're just bulking it up. I don't want to see that. You should have all the berries, pineapple, and for Christmas, I put cherries in my fruit salad, Brian. I cut them, I pip them. That is my gift to the whole family, cherries in a fruit salad, pipped just for you.
Top three fruits.
Can't go past a mango. It's messy to eat. Cherries, obviously, love them. Third one. Pineapple, but a good pineapple. You've got to smell its bum. That's how you find a good pineapple. Smell the bum. If it doesn't smell, don't buy that pineapple. It's the one thing you want the bum to smell on, a pineapple.
Essential items on a cheese platter.
Something sweet. That's an easy one for me. I don't care what cheeses you put on there. I want, you know, a quince paste or a muscatel, perhaps. Ever since I learned the word muscatel, I want them on my fruit platter.
Basic rules governing the use of a dishwasher.
Everything can go in the dishwasher. I don't want people having to wash anything up. You bought the dishwasher for a reason. Don't do its job. If you take 10 minutes, you can reorganise that dishwasher and fit everything in there. Sure, you could have washed it all up in 5 minutes, but I think move things around. You can fit the blender jug, the wok, cram it all in there. That's what the dishwasher is for.
Essential rules for airplane travel.
Okay, number one, this is easy, headphones. Headphones, 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 mandatory for listening to anything on a plane. I can't believe when you see people on their speakerphone watching a movie just through the speaker on their iPhone. Put your headphones on. Put your headphones on yourself. Put your headphones on your children. It should be like the oxygen mask. Fit headphones to your child first, then fit your own headphones. Second rule on a plane, children can't recline their seats. They don't need to. Sit up, kids. And same with no reclining on short flights for anyone. Under 2 hours, sit up the whole flight.
Favourite plane rule?
Accept the lozenge. If someone is coughing on a plane, I can't help it. I have to say, excuse me, would you like a lozenge? Because basically they're just spreading their germs. It could be measles, it could be Ebola, but I don't want it. We've got limited airspace up there. If I offer you a lozenge on a plane, accept the lozenge.
Fundamental etiquette in a clothes store change room.
Okay, well, we all know the basic problem in a change room is that the curtain, for some reason, never seems to fit across the gap. I don't know why. I mean, it's an easy equation. Even I can do it and I can't do maths. Measure the size of the gap and then order a curtain 1.5 times that size. It's quite simple. And the other rule in the change room is only the changer, only the person in the change room can touch the curtain. I don't want any of those sales assistants or my mother palming back the curtain before I'm ready to show myself.
Favourite sport?
That's a long pause you're listening to there, listeners, because I'm thinking really hard. Favourite sport? Dog walking.
Favourite hobby?
Crochet.
Holiday destination?
Somewhere cold. I like cold weather, hate hot weather. You can always put more clothes on. You can't take any more off, not without getting arrested.
Meal to cook?
Soup, any kind. My favourite at the moment, fennel and brown rice. Hit me up for the recipe, people. It's delicious.
Meal to order in a restaurant?
This is really boring, but I just can't go past a shoestring fry. And you're never going to cook them for yourself at home, are you? Because you're not going to have the fry smell.
Favourite kitchen appliance?
Dishwasher, hands down. Can't beat it. It's like having a saint in your kitchen. It's like someone, every night you go out and you go, who's doing the dishes tonight? The dishwasher puts its hand up and says, I am. It's like they never get tired of it.
Favourite bathroom appliance?
Oh, it seems a bit personal. I think essential bathroom appliance is the toilet. You can't get past having a toilet in your bathroom.
And finally, Kitty Flanagan, a few words of advice for our ABC listeners.
I feel like we've lost common sense and good manners. I just want to bring it back. Let's bring back common sense.
Kitty Flanagan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.